Israel's cabinet has announced it will remove the newly installed metal detectors at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Al-Quds and reportedly replace them with sophisticated cameras and smart scanners. Palestinians say the move does not satisfy their demands, pledging to protest such decisions. That's while the UN envoy to the Middle East has demanded an end to the crisis in Jerusalem Al-Quds by Friday. Nikolai Mladenov's call comes amid Israel's violent crackdown against Palestinians. He warned that the current situation on the ground could give rise to a catastrophe well beyond the Middle East. Iran has strongly condemned Monday's terrorist attack in the Pakistani city of Lahore, which left 25 people dead. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Behram Qasemi offered his deepest condolences to the bereaved people and government of Pakistan. He underlined the need for a united front against global terrorism. A Saudi-led alliance of four Arab states has made fresh accusations against Qatar, saying they have a document showing Doha's support for terrorist groups. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt have released a new terror list, which they claim had direct or indirect link with Qatari authorities. At least 26 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in a bomb attack in Pakistan's eastern city of Lahore. Most of the casualties were police officers. A pro-Taliban militant group known as Tehreek-e-Taliban claimed responsibility for the blast. The UN has strongly condemned the attack. Polish Prime Minister has criticized President Andrzej Duda's veto of contentious legislation that gives the government sweeping powers to reshape the country's judiciary. Jacek Szyszko said the move would slow down necessary reforms in the path towards a fair Poland. U.S. President Donald Trump has made a plea to senators to, quote, do the right thing on health care and allow debate on a measure to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Senate is set to vote on Tuesday on whether to begin debating an overhaul of the law. U.S. President Donald Trump's war of words against his Attorney General Jeff Sessions has escalated, raising speculation that the president may seek his replacement. Trump has said, quote, beleaguered Sessions and investigators would better turn their focus on Democrats' crimes and their relations with Russia.